I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott.
Where is that guy?
He's right here, looking dapper. He is the education reporter. Look at the little smile crept across
fall
his face.
Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. Remember that song by Tom Jones?
No.
It's stuck in my head now because I heard it on the radio. Except I always want to do songs like Dean Martin would do them.
Well, yeah, exactly. It sounds like it was by Dean Martin. Robert Knott is the education writer with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he also writes for the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And I hear the pitter-pat of Mary Lynn LeBlanc's microphone.
Right. I wanted to tell Robert, well, maybe he should go see this film that we're going to give tickets away for. It's called Late Bloomer. He might just fall in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give, in a moment, we're going to give away tickets to this. Whether or not you win the tickets, you've got to go to this movie. It's amazing. It's a very unusual movie. And there, you know, we don't get to see contemporary Asian cinema very often. We talked to Red Cell and the director of Tide Point Pictures, which is an Asian film distribution company. And boy, there's some great stuff coming up as part of the Asian Film Festival. And the first one is this coming Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Screen on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. And we're going to give away one pair of tickets to the...
Late Bloomer. The fourth caller. And you know what? This is, according to the information I got, this is the only night they're going to show
that. Yeah, it's one night only at the Screen.
And 8 p.m.
It's a black and white film. But it's new. It's within the last few years. And so you can go see it. So 428-1382. 428-1382, fourth caller. So what else is happening?
Well, there's a new documentary called Babies. Rock-a-bye babies, making lots of fun. Anyway, it's at DeVargas, Laurel Gladden. There's a fun writer for the Pasatiempo. Has written a fun review, 2.5 chilies, some good things, some bad. And I find it very amusing because I love the trailer. They got the little babies doing all sorts of shtick, and they're being cute. And then one baby is taking a bath, like in a big tin tub, and then the goat behind him drinks out of the tub because the goat wants water.
Well, like, can you blame him?
No, it's like the Little Rascals. Those guys are great. And they always had like monkeys and goates in their movies, and the monkeys inexplicably were always dressed as sailors, and they would like throw pastries and cream puffs in the party scene. But I don't know why the party always had like tables full of pies whenever monkeys or the Three Stooges showed up.
I don't know why we're talking about this when we could be telling you that tonight Hampton Sides is going to be at Collected Works Bookstore at 6 in the evening talking about his new book, Hellhound on His Trail, The Stalking of Martin Luther King Jr. And the International Hunt for His Assassin. I'm actually going to be talking to him. He's got another event coming up. I'm not sure when, but I'll be talking to him later on in the month. But you should definitely check it out at
Collected Works
Bookstore tonight.
O'clock.
And then on Sunday at 4 o'clock, Rita Feinstein, a 17-year-old student at Santa Fe Community College, will read from her fiction portfolio. She's the 2010 National Award winner of a Scholastic Art and Writing Award, and she will be an honoree at an awards ceremony at Carnegie Hall on the 9th of June. She's a young writer, but apparently she's very good.
She's not alone, however, in this reading, although she's sort of become the star youth writer. It is a series of young writers who are all studying writing at Santa Fe Community College.
Okay.
And so she's one of many. She has become sort of the headliner. But 4 o'clock, Collected Works, also Sunday. Good stuff. Head on over there. We have a little note about it in subtext today, which is our literary column in our book review section. And Pasa still does book reviews. Take a look-see.
Nice.
Santa Fe High, Advanced Studio Art Show. Opening reception tonight. Tonight. It's called Cycles of Time. It's not about bicycles. It's just cycles.
Okay.
5 o'clock, George O'Keefe Education Annex, 123 Grant Street. That's Laurie Anderson's art class. She's a pretty dynamic, fun teacher. I was down in her class the other day at Santa Fe High.
Laurie Andrews?
Laurie, thank you. Did I say Anderson?
Yes.
All right, sorry.
She's
all
fantastic.
Time.
She's
sometimes
great.
I misspell Laurie, too. But when you're talking to them, they don't care?
Yeah, when you're on the radio, it doesn't matter quite as much. Punctuation doesn't matter as much on the radio, either.
Clearly.
Which is why I don't correct your punctuation.
You're wonderful.
Because I can't see it.
You're wonderful. Okay, so tonight, here we go. Box Gallery has Winter State, paintings by David Nakabayashi. We have a cover story on him in Pasatiempo, opening 5 p.m. Take a look-see. Chiaroscuro has sculpture by John Geldersma, furniture by Chad Manley, and photos by Judith VEJVODA, Vijvoda, perhaps. Reception 5 o'clock, that's tonight. They're up on Canyon Road. Gallery 822 at 822 Canyon Road has the 7th anniversary show, reception 5 o'clock. A lot of Canyon Road openings tonight.
Do you know what chiaroscuro means?
Yeah, sure I do.
What does it mean?
Well, I was hoping you'd tell us.
Light, dark.
That's excellent. That's exactly, I was going to say dark light.
Same thing.
I'd be fibbing either way. Claudia Mara has X-ray photos by Nick Avisi. Reception 5 to 7 through June 7th. We have Astoria and Paso Tiempo today. They're down on Johnson Street now. X-ray photos, I wonder what that means. Like skeletons, you see?
It's like when you put those X-ray glasses on that you used
to get
when
from the comic books in the 60s, and I thought I was going to see the girls.
I just said that to bait you, and you so took the bait.
I thought I could see, like, the girls and the college volleyball team girls that used to practice next door, and I thought that I would be able to see, and none of that happened.
So, on Monday,
okay, final thing here.
The 10th of May, Meryl Lederman Euclides will be lecturing at Tipton Hall at 6 o'clock. She is an artist. She's actually the artist in residence for the New York City Department of Sanitation. And I will be talking to her on Monday morning on the Radio Cafe. And she is absolutely brilliant. She's one of those people whose work is not, what would you call it? It's not just about her. It's about... It's public art. It's about the many, many people whose lives that she touches and who are all living in the same space. But this New York City sanitation stuff is super cool. And so that's Santa Fe Art Institute's lecture series at Tipton Hall, 6 o'clock on Monday. And today, from 5 to 7, there's also a free event, Santa Fe Art Institute's Youth Education and Outreach Program's All Elements Exhibition of Youth Works.
Great.
So
excellent.
That is happening too. It's a great place. Santa Fe Art Institute, SFAI.org, 505-424-5050.
Head on over there.
Head on over there.
Relative Good is the new Teatro Paraguas production.
Have you seen it?
It opens, I believe it opens this weekend.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to go next weekend. Teatro Paraguas is at 3221B Richards Avenue. Here's a phone number, 424-1601. You got kids, you don't know what to do with them this weekend. You don't want to make them clean the kitchen floor, do the taxes, or get in trouble. Bring them over to Pandemonium Productions' musical version of Seussical, which is about the Cat in the Hat and those guys doing antics with music.
Antics with music.
7 o'clock tonight, runs through the weekend. Call 982-3327, also next week. Or head over to Santa Fe High School if the kids are a little older and go see Urinetown, the hilarious musical satire that's also very dark. Santa Fe High, Joey Chavez. I'm hearing through the grapevine that it's sold out, but I'm not sure. It's at 21 Yucca Road. Joey does great stuff. He'll be leaving Santa Fe High to go to the New Mexico School for the Arts soon. Meanwhile, NDI has Zing Goes My Heart, which I would think would be Zing Goes the String of My Heart, because there's that old Judy Garland song.
Yep.
Zing goes the string of my heart. So of course, I always do it like Dean Martin. Till when you smile at me, I have a rhapsody. Anyway, that's at NDI, Dance Barns, Alta Street, 5 and 7 p.m. tonight. I'll give you a phone number there, 983-7661. And many of these events do run through the weekend, even though we're highlighting tonight. One more thing. This is odd to me, and I want you to comment on it, because you know so much more about classical music than I do.
Are you talking about the fact that there's a Weimaraner assistance dog in the cafe right now? No?
I mentioned X-ray glasses, but you can bring in animals anytime you like. Unfortunately, I love them. I did not know there was such one. Is there any sort of assistant dog celebration or graduation going on?
No, but Paws with a Cause, 3rd annual community dog walk and run is on Saturday. And the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary open house is Saturday and Sunday, but we've already talked about that.
I was going to ask you about Mozart and Mariachi.
Ah.
It's tonight at 6:30 at St. Francis Auditorium. This is the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association Spring Concert. How could they possibly tie Mozart with mariachi?
They both start with M.
On Saturday.
That's what you're saying.
Both start with M.
Well.
Bagpipes in the Park at Federal Place, 11 o'clock.
Bagpipes?
No, the Thistle Society of New Mexico. I don't make this stuff up. No charge, 11 o'clock, bagpipes, Saturday, down Federal Park, the big trees down there by the post office. Bagpipes, that's great. Remember that Three Stooges movie where the skeleton comes out of the closet playing the bagpipe in the Scottish castle?
Sangre de Cristo Chorale is having its spring concert, Voices and Brass. Doyle Preheim is the conductor of that, and it's Sunday, this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Santa Maria de la Paz Church in Santa Fe. And you can go to SD... sangredecristocorral.org.
What's it called?
Voices in Brass.
Oh, it'll knock you right on your brass, I hear.
Oof.
Meanwhile,
I love how everything is called sangre, it's called Blood of Christ.
I know, it's really pleasant.
I'm still waiting for Blood of Christ Surgical Associates.
Yikes. Mother's Day, it is Sunday. I'm reminding you, as it's Friday, I got a card out to my mommy, and I'm going to call her on Sunday. Say hello. Mother's Day weekend art show ties in with this, according to the artists that are going to be at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi Courtyard, Cathedral Place downtown, on Sunday and Saturday. Head on down there. Could just be a regular art show, but maybe there'll be some stuff, you know, you're in town, you're panicked, what do you get, Mom? And there you go.
Hey, did you mention the Charlotte Jackson Fine Arts opening tonight? And Joan Watts is the artist, and that's from 5 to 7, 200 West Marcy Street.
I was trying to talk about art shows, and then you interrupted me with some thing about
X-ray
classes.
Oh, no, keep going on art shows.
Laura Bell signs copies of Claiming Ground, 5 o'clock Tuesday at Garcia Street Books. The Meat Puppets do alternative rock, 7:30 Santa Fe Brewing Company on Thursday
the
night.
The Meat Puppets are here?
The Meat Puppets.
Really?
Yes. Do you know much about them?
No, but they were around like 20 years ago.
Well, what's the surprise? I was around 20 years ago.
Yeah,
you
that's
never
true.
Honor me with that sort of, you know, breathy.
I haven't even heard their name for that long. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me see. What else was I going to tell you? Something about the... but it's a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald at the Lunch.
Yes.
Frida Payne.
Frida Payne singing the songs of Ella Fitzgerald, and apparently she really has kind of got Ella down.
That's what the reviews are saying. 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the Lenzik. It's strange. Years ago, I did a performance where I had to dress up in a bunny outfit with two other guys. I'm not making this up.
No, of course you're not.
And we sang A Tisket a Tasket, A Green and Yellow Basket, which was an Ella Fitzgerald song. And then in between we would do jokes. And I don't remember many of the jokes, but I do remember singing the song.
And you're turning red, oddly enough.
Because there's unfortunately some video out there of it, and I'm trying to get my hands on it so I can burn it.
So you can put it on YouTube?
No, I would be embarrassed to have it on YouTube. Me dressed in a bunny outfit.
Now, Cinco de Mayo was 2 days ago, but it's being celebrated tomorrow at the Warehouse 21
Yay.
Youth Festival. It's Youth
Warehouse.
Music and Arts at Warehouse 21. And... lots and lots of stuff, fun stuff, and DJs and music and art and all kinds of good things.
A great youth arts place over on Paseo de Peralta can always use volunteers, help, a couple of bucks, input, people showing up for their shows. Think
definitely.
Along the lines of Under 21, the children's operetta auditions are happening for the Universalist Unitarian Congregation's production of Brundabar. Is that like that song from Sound of Music? Brandabar, Brandabar. Oh, wait, that's from
Christmas. That's Edelweiss. Eight.
Really? That's Edelweiss?
You just were singing the tune of Edelweiss.
Really? Is that from Sound of Music? Did I at least get the
yeah.
song? Okay, good. You can always take your kids to the Santa Fe Children's Museum at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, where today at 2 o'clock they're going to paint with bubble wrap. I just see antics occurring all over the place. On Sunday, Annie Rose, the flower fairy, will be doing face painting there at 2 o'clock, and there's going to be live bunnies. Now, bunnies have never been, like, the best pets, but they're awfully cute.
It's a good thing that the bunnies and the bubble wrap are on two different days.
Yes. Everyone. Once in a while, you really get me. That was a beauty. Can I do a self-plug?
Yes.
Because it involves a lot of really good actors. I'm having a big...
Trip to Bountiful.
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm going tonight. Let's see. When am I going? Tonight or tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Forgive me. I try not to do that much, but it's...
No, I was going to say.
Scott Harrison's put together a really nice show. Tonight, tomorrow at 8, and Mother's Day at 2. Mother's Day are a little less expensive if you're tight on money. 660-2379. It's really an honor to work with these people like Lois Viscoli and Mona Malik and Liam Lockhart. So, yeah, that's that.
So, that's that. It's a wonderful play... El Museo Cultural, what's the number over there?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is El Museo Cultural, and you could call 660-2379. For me, it's a very different part. That doesn't mean I'm any good in it, but people are expecting me to do slapstick, and I try.
It's great to see you on stage.
Well, thank you. I'll be getting on one going to Tucson later today at the rate of this thing. Here we go.
You mean a stagecoach?
Yeah. What would you have been back in the Old West? What kind of character would you have been?
I wouldn't have gone west. I would have been one of those people who said, "Sorry to see you go, but I'm staying here."
Oh, so you would have been a Boston socialite.
I don't know if I would have been a Boston socialite, but getting on a on some kind of stagecoach and going west under those conditions. Apparently, somebody did a study of women's diaries of people who went west, and they could not find a single woman who wanted to go west. It was always the dudes.
So you would have stayed back east and run an all women's college with nude swimming?
Well, I know you would have. Okay, so Vista Grande Public Library's monthly author talk series is hosting Santa Fe young adult author Alexandra Diaz on Thursday, the 13th of May at 7 o'clock at the library, and she will discuss her debut novel, Of All the Stupid Things. For more information, you can go to the library at, you can phone the library at 466-7323 or go to vglibrary.org.
Take a look at the main paper today. I wrote about the budget cuts in the Santa Fe school system, but also there's a piece on six St. John's students who are going over to Nepal to help this summer.
Very nice.
With sanitation and water filtering processes. And they're having a couple of upcoming events that they're hoping to get some donations for. It's listed in the story in the B section of the New Mexican. So, and I'm not seeing it in the PASA calendar, which is probably my fault, but... take a look, see, and it's a good story. See if you want to support them. They're out there trying to make a difference in this crazy world.
Artistas de Santa Fe at 228B Old Santa Fe Trail are doing demonstrations of sculptural and altered books, lino cuts and woodcuts, calligraphy, from 2:30 to 4:30 on Saturday. That's tomorrow. So you can just join them for a fun afternoon and see how some of these artistic processes are actually accomplished.
By the way, St. John's is doing Shakespeare's comedy Midsummer Night's Dream this weekend.
Nice.
Up in the Peterson Student Center. Call 984-6070. Not too much money to get in. Los Wise Guys, who play rock and roll, 8 o'clock Saturday at La Fiesta Lounge. I want to go hear them and do some dancing with them. Straight No Chasers playing Monday, 8 o'clock. There's a story in Paso Tiempo by Michael Wade Simpson. They're an a cappella group, and by the way, they have no instrumental accompaniment. And there's also an all-ages informal swing dance on Monday night. Lessons at 7, dance at 8, Odd Fellows Hall. Not too much money to learn how to dance, and only a couple bucks more to dance. 473-0955.
And Cesar Bobolet and Tradiciones at Hotel Andaluz tonight from 7 to 9. Where's that?
I was about to say to you, Hotel Andaluz. I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
The Hotel Andaluz.
Maybe it's in Albuquerque. Anyways, traditional Cuban music. So if you know where it is, check it out.
Did we mention canons of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance? So as Musica Antigua de Albuquerque does Round and Round We Go, 4:30 Sunday.
Cannons? They're going to shoot people with cannons?
No, it's a canon of music. You know what a canon of music is?
There's two different kinds of cannons.
Well, this cannon has one end. So it ain't loaded. Anyway, they're doing this stuff at 4:30 at the Christ Lutheran Church, Arroyo Chamizo. Not too much money to get in. 505-842-9613. We can't say prices on the beautiful, wonderful KSFR.
Hey, there's an opening at Java Joe's tonight from 5 to 7. Photographers Richard Conlian and Jane Whitmore and painters Patricia Condit and Sandra Place will present Visions of Guatemala, and it runs through the 2nd of June, and it's a benefit for Friendship Bridge, which is a microcredit program for indigenous women of Guatemala.
The St. John's program I was talking about is called Founding Peace. Here's a phone number, 984-6070. I think it's a Tuesday night event, not a Monday night event, but it could be a Monday night event as listed in the PASA calendar. But call and make sure. They're trying to raise some money for their charitable efforts this summer in Nepal. Did we talk about the Santa Fe Farmers Market on Tuesday? Once in a while, we like to give them a plug.
Please do.
7 to noon across the street at the 1607 Paseo de Parata, across the street from Warehouse 21. Head on over. And Cindy Green is going to be speaking about the Trail Writer's Guide, talking about how you can write while you're out in nature at 5:30 on the Travel Bug on Wednesday. It's her green approach to writing. Being her name is Green, that's very cute. It's free, 992-0418. Have you ever written like out in the middle of nature, like just going out there and started to pen some prose or poetry or something?
I've definitely sat with my diary in the wild. By on top of a mountain or by a stream, but I haven't done that kind of thing for a long time.
And you were alone?
Yeah.
Were you nude?
Oh, shut up.
I thought it was nature.
Okay. Experimental live electroacoustic music at Santa Fe Complex tonight at 8 o'clock. J.E. Dean and David Dunn.
J.E. Dean.
A premiere concert of new electroacoustic duo also featuring a new collaborative sound piece by Phil Montione and Martin Back. Santa Fe Complex is at sfcomplex.org. And those guys are fantastic. David Dunn is a great musician and thinker and amazing person.
Listen to this, because I'm not making it up. 7 o'clock on Thursday, Vista Grande Public Library out in El Dorado.
I just said that.
Of all the stupid things, three ferns, one forbidden love affair.
Oh, who's not listening now?
No, but this is my point.
I read that.
One forbidden love affair of three friends. Now, tell me what that's about.
I have read the book.
But that's the sort of naughty thing. If I mention it, you'd call me on it. There's three friends, and there's a forbidden love affair. Let me tell you, there's something naughty going on
there. Listen, love triangles are as old as literature itself.
What about quadruncles and quintuplets?
I wouldn't know.
What time is it?
It is 8:52.
You're very feisty this morning.
Hey, the dragonfly... The Dragonfly School is having their spring fair tomorrow.
That's
from
right.
10 to 2. It's at 935 Alto Street.
Oh, I'm glad you're reminding me.
Wonderful place, a community event filled with fun for all ages, games and prizes for the kids, arts and crafts, including gifts for mom, plant sale, massage and acupuncture booths, book sale. Wow, a lot of stuff. Music, silent auction, memberships for Casa Solana Pool and the Children's Museum, all kinds of good things. So for more, and tomorrow from 10 to 2 at 935 Alto Street, for more information, you can go to dragonflyschool.com or call 995-9869.
A couple of elementary school shows today. Thank you for bringing this up. Both at 1 o'clock. One at Carlos Gilbert called Our Treasures. It's a multicultural story about family heritage that the kids put together. It's 1 o'clock, Carlos Gilbert on Griffith Street, free. And then Ramirez Thomas is doing Let's Dance, a salsa dance show the kids
nice.
Are doing with Kathy Anderson, I think is the teacher. Since I said Laurie Anderson before, I don't want to get it wrong. Ramirez Thomas, 1 o'clock, both free. So if you live in those neighborhoods and you want to go to something that the kids are doing in schools, head on over.
So Margaret Moore Booker, whom we've had on the air, she's the author of The Santa Fe House, Historic Residences, Enchanting Adobes, and Romantic Revivals.
Ooh.
Will be here in Santa Fe on Sunday at El Zaguan at 545 Canyon Road.
Excellent.
From 1 to 4. It's part of the Historic Santa Fe Foundation's annual Mother's Day Historic House Tour.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
A lot of museums and art spaces. Check them out. CCA is doing Collect Inside 8, opens tonight at 5 o'clock. George O'Keefe has a number of shows, including the aforementioned Santa Fe High thing opening today at 5 o'clock. The Governor's Gallery still has the FSA Photographers in New Mexico up on the fourth floor of the Capitol, free. Many of the local museums are free for New Mexican residents on Sunday. Consider going in, even though it's maybe a beautiful day. Because you have the New Mexican Museum of Art, the History Museum, Spanish Colonial Art. There's a lot of choices, and don't forget the museums in town or some of the art. Independent art spaces, as you often mention, Santa Fe Art Institute on the College of Santa Fe. Site Santa Fe still has one-on-one running through May 9th. And then Santa Fe Complex over on Agua Fria Street. I'm not quite sure what they're doing with side streets, but I know there's probably
Santa
something.
Fe Complex?
Yeah.
Well, I just made an announcement of what they're doing tonight.
Say it again.
It's the David Dunn. And
oh, that's it. Yeah, it's what David Dunn did. Oh, terrible grammar. that's good. And I'm glad we had a really nice conversation this morning. What else can I do for you?
What else can you do for me?
Yeah.
Well, that's an impertinent question.
I meant it in a nice way. Like a foot massage?
Ah, that'll work as a start. Hey, on the 10th of May, at Santa Fe Community College's School of Arts and Design is presenting its Performing Arts Spring Showcase at 7 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. And more than 100 students and faculty members performing dance and theater. It's free and open to the public. 428-1731 for more information.
And the Santa Fe Playhouse's Southwest Children's Theater is presenting The Ugly Empress and the Dainty Dragon. 7 o'clock.
That sounds like your kind of a thing.
Tonight, 2 and 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Playhouse, 984-3055. And did you talk about you did talk about Pause for a Cause, the 5K run. Iron Man 2 opens this weekend, if you like that sort of thing.
White Buffalo, George Adello, and Band of Rockers tonight at 9:30 at El Farol.
That's pretty good.
And at the Screen, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to go to the Screen. Oh, there's a film there opening tonight, and I wish I had done an interview on it. Maybe I can fit one in. I'm not sure if I can or not. But there's this film called Sweetgrass, which is about people who are, I guess you would call it modern... cowboys, only they're wrangling not cows but sheep. Thousands of sheep in Montana.
Sanchez has a nice piece on this impasse.
It's a beautiful documentary. It's one of those documentaries that really shows you in almost like in real time. It's slow. The life of the I guess a day in the life. So you're watching it and you just see the sheep going by and then you see the sheep shearing and you see different parts of their lives. And it's beautiful. It doesn't have that standard documentary form with a narrative and a point and a moral.
Well, it's got sheep, though.
It has
sheep. So that
sheep.
Makes up for it.
Oh, yes.
And the director is going to be available for a chat over the weekend at the screen. Call 473-6494. And they're still playing The Art of the Steal, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and the one you mentioned called The Late Bloomer.
What about 35 Shots of Rum?
I don't know if that's still playing.
It says it is.
Final
shows?
Could be. Meanwhile, CCA is still running Prodigal Sons, The Secret of Kells. Pop Goes the Indian is a discussion of Native Americans, government policy in Hollywood with Stephen Wall and Jason Silverman, 7:30 Tuesday. And Birdemic, the supposedly worst, best movie ever made. And I believe A Single Man is playing out its run at CCA. And if you're still dying to see Hot Tub Time Machine, it's at Regal North 6, discounted money. Don't forget Mother's Day. It's Sunday. What are you going to do? Do something surprising for your mother.
Yeah, I'll take her to Hot Tub Time Machine.
I deserve everything I get on the show. I open myself up for it, and I just, even when I try to bait you, it always backfires. I feel like there's mousetraps, rat traps set against me here.
Hey, Tropic of Capricorn up on old Las Vegas Highway is having its 8th anniversary celebration, and Saturday and Sunday all weekends demos on things like composting. There's a small dog rescue, pets and adoption rescue, creation and design of Western metal furniture, landscaping, orchid repotting, all kinds of things. And that's happening at Tropic of Capricorn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott, thank you for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure this morning.
Speaking of the arts.
Well, I try.
Robert Knott is very good at speaking of the arts and
even
also
so
singing and talking about
falling
x-ray glasses and
love,
all kinds of good things.
I'm never gonna fall in love.
We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org.
Baby, I swear I'm gonna fall.
We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show.
I love when I tickle you in your lap.
You can subscribe
Let's
to the
show. Let's do it again.
No! You can subscribe to the show on iTunes.
Stop
you can
that.
Find us at facebook.com/radiocafe.
If your mother could see you now.
She's probably walking in right now.
Well.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. And he's with us here just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, you are not. You're ripping up paper. I don't know why you're doing that. Have a wonderful weekend, Robert, and we will see you in...
What do you care if I'm ripping up paper for? It's my IRS form there.
I'm just saying.
You have a great weekend, too.
You have a great weekend. We'll see you at Trip to Bountiful.
That'd be nice. I'd love to take a trip with you.
To Bountiful?
Mm.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Say the other one.
See you at Bountiful.
No, keep going.
Ciao.
Ugh.